I put Christ on every single song that I sing. Yes. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even gotta wear a ring. Yes. That'll never change. That's why I see first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change. And I'm never going back and I put it all on the game. That'll never change. I put Christ on every single song that I sing. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even gotta wear a ring. That'll never change. That's why I seek first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change. And I'm never going back and I put it all on the game. That'll never change. Lotto gang, double RP representer. Right in front of the op, we getting ready for dinner. Big D's tell me what's a loss to a winner. I would never switch up on my team, Kayla Jenner. I'm a minister, straight to a guy, to a sinner. Cause I don't wanna leave him on the path to get burnt up. We here to make sure you don't go to hell. That's why for the body we be turfed up. Get that, with that, me and the fake off. Mismatch, man, the team getting pancakes. Big stacks with the word that get broke off. Kit Kat, and I would not stop this cause I do have verses for days. Sometimes I have to be fasting for weeks. Cause the op has been attacking for months. That's why all year I will be playing for keys. Situation if you play with my peace. I do not play in these streets. In my city they die every day in these streets. That's why this Lotto gang just playing this piece. I do let anyone play with my peace. If it cost that then it cost me too much. I just thank God if I'm caught in the pickle I call in his name and he always is clutch. I put like Christ on every single song that I sing. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even got a real ring. That'll never change. That's why I think first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change. And I'm never going back and I put it all on the game. That'll never change. I put Christ on every single song that I sing. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even got a real ring. That'll never change. That's why I think first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change.
Never change, and I'm one of his homies. You do better trying to break a penny. I'd rather go blind like Etta James than a Nazi that's walk to the finish. We don't just talk it, we live it. This not my home, I swear I'm just a tenant. One thing's for certain, we live in our purpose, and we ain't afraid of the hell that comes with it. You know my guy make it do what it do, when he does what he does, know he doing it well. Trying our best to do whatever he asks, so we never lack, not doing it well. Much like a patch, this is no magic. I wear his name like it's a new fabric. This is all passion, me and Jay, don't make hits, we make classics. Hold up, like how you gon' put a date on everlasting? Holy Spirit with the assist like magic. Play with Jason, hit a U with like Patrick. And it's all up in his name that I'm asking. Hold up, wait, I put my life on that name. Since he came through and showed me my life can be changed. Got the power to act and the power to claim. You know I'm his bride, so I got rights to that thing.
I put Christ on every single song that I sing. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even got a real ring. That'll never change. That's why I think first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change. And I'm never going back and I put it all on the game. That'll never change. I put Christ on every single song that I sing. That'll never change. He the bridegroom, I ain't even got a real ring. That'll never change. That's why I think first and I put it all on his name. That'll never change. And I'm never going back and I put it all on the game. That'll never change.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Jay Jada coming at you live from North Carolina, USA. Y'all know what it is. This is your show, Continue and Don't Stop, home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. It's been a while. We postponed last week's episode for reasons, personal reasons. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we got a good one for you today. Do we have a good one for you today? We got my boy Jason Knighton, aka Jay Knight, in the building. You know how it is, all the way from Rapture Ready Productions. He's going to tell us his testimony. He's going to tell us a little bit of where he came from, a little bit of how God changed him, a little bit of how he started in the ministry, all that good stuff, all that jazz, as people say. We'll be talking to him in just a little bit. But of course, first, we haven't done our intro. So that's coming up right now. And then We'll get started with our commencing prayer.
You locked in the casino, don't stop. I'm my boy, just hit it.
Turn that gear up.
Casino, don't stop.
Everybody rocking every Saturday and Monday.
Turn that gear up.
Casino, don't stop.
Everybody rocking every Saturday and Monday.
When I'm riding through my city, got my speakers bumping the hottest Christmas. Inspirational words of Jesus, so you can't be God-given. Shout out to my boy, Jay Kettle. Keep the record spinning. Continue and don't stop. Exclusive music. Have your worship proven.
When your body gets to moving, let the Holy Spirit use you. Turn up on me one time. If you know God is always on time. Christ has got me so lit. Like it's boogie night on Friday night. I'ma praise him in my dance. Hallelujah, be my chant. You know I'm rocking with the champ.
Oh yeah, so dope. My boy Rush with the intro of Continuing Don't Stop. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 5:06 p.m. here in the Eastern Time, in the North Carolina time. And I know it's about a good, hour behind us is my boy Jay Knight. What's going on with you, Jay?
Wow, what's good, man? How you feeling, bro?
Feeling good, man. And thank you so much for the for accepting the invite, man. I'm excited.
Oh, man, you almost family now. You know what I'm saying? I can't turn that down.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that you think that way. I know that that you think that way. I know that Jeremy thinks that way. Shout out to my boy Jay Dunn.
Yeah.
All of y'all, man. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, and I said this before too, man. I was like, man, sooner or later, they're just going to call me as part of the family because I'm just talking to everybody.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? All I need you to do is give me some free Spanish lessons and then we good. Like, I mean, you in there as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. I got you, bro. I got you. I got you on that Spanish.
My dog. That's what I need. I can't afford Rosetta Stone, man, so I need you, bro.
I got you, man. But man, it's a privilege, it's an honor to have you on the show, bro. Like I said, my boy Jay is going to be talking a little bit about his testimony, about where God brought him from, about how he started his ministry, all that good stuff. I was about to say all that jazz again, all that good stuff. Going to be talking about today. So y'all don't want to miss a minute of it because we are live with CBS Express, y'all. My boy Jay, I would love it if you did the honors of starting with our commencing prayer, if you will, please.
Yes, sir. I can do that. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you right now, Lord God, for where you brought us to, Lord God, where you're bringing us to, Father God, Lord. Thank you for this program, this platform, Father, Lord. We ask that you cover Jay, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, everybody who's listening, everybody who's a part of, Father God, Lord, all of the labor that has been put into it, Father, we ask that you return not just a hundredfold, Lord God, but we ask for an overflow, Lord, for the ones that are around us and under us, Lord God. And not being ignorant of the devil's devices, Father God, Lord, we ask that you cover everybody right now, Lord, against this attack that they call COVID-19, the Delta variant, the Lambda variant, Lord, and whatever variant that want to come, Lord God, but we know that it's not stronger than you. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we rebuke right now the fear, Lord. We rebuke Satan and all of his minions and all of his devices right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for being the God that you are in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I love that. That was prayer right there. For those of y'all, for those of y'all that I never heard a good prayer in your life. just as well, ladies and gentlemen, you know who else is here. You know who else we got in the building. My boy James, my boy Dr. Gene is in the building. What's going on, bro?
Whoa. Hey, what's going on? I'm glad to be here. How's everybody doing?
They're cool.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad that you're here, man. I'm glad that you're here for another one. I'm glad that you were able to, you know, be out of work by this time. I know you're heading home right now.
Yeah, but I am. So,
yeah, man.
But it's all right. I'm here. I made it.
Yes, yes. You always there when I need you, bro. That's the good thing about you, man. That's what I love about you. You always there when I need you.
I try my best, man. You know this.
Oh, my gosh. And you guys have not been formally introduced yet. My boy James, meet Jason, a.k.a. Jay Knight. And Jason, meet my boy James. I've known this kid since 20-something years already, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. But
definitely pleasure to meet you, Jason. Or I don't know if you want me to call you Jay Knight or Jason, which you prefer.
It's whatever, man. I ain't too particular. As long as you don't call me out my name, man, we gonna be all right.
Oh no, see now if I did that, you know, that'd be offensive on all levels. I don't wanna do that.
I'm just saying, man, I'm
going to
be in North Carolina in October, so if I got to pull up, man, it's whatever.
Man, look, man, the pull-up is supposed to be the last option on the list, not the first one to go to.
No,
man.
No. I might be with everybody else, man. That's how my list. It's number two. It's like number two.
Okay,
I ain't going to lie to you.
All right. So in your case, I see what you're saying is, you know, if you have to pull up, it's a case by case scenario. Okay, I got it.
Of course, everybody. Everybody don't get diagnosed with the pull up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, are you okay? And then if it goes past that, it's like, you know what? Don't worry about where my keys at. You know, then it's whatever.
Man, look, if there's a good way to close a conversation, just tell them that. Be like, hey, don't make me pull up. Oh, wait, hold on. I'll get it together. Do not pull up. Whatever you do, do not pull up.
Well, as I say, my pull-up game is dumb. You know what I'm saying? We say Baton Rouge, that is a compliment out here. I don't know if you know that. When you say it's dumb, my pull-up game is dumb is what I always say. I get that. A lot of people confuse being Christian and being saved with being soft. Or being pushed over or, you know, easily manipulated, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they got it confused. Because they're not here doing what we're doing. So their misconception is that anything can be said or done to us. I'm here to remind them that it doesn't go that way. So that's why I say my pull-up game is dumb. Jesus pulled up and he started flipping furniture.
No, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Hands down, it's one or the other.
So it's your choice, though. So.
It's your choice. I know that's right.
You know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and make my choice now and just stay on your good side. So
be honest with you, man. I ain't that quick with it. Most of the time, I will ignore you. Way faster than I'll pull up on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll write you off way quicker. Then I'm like, you know what, man? Let me go ahead and drop your location. Like, if it comes to that, it's usually like you playing with my family. You know what I'm saying? You playing with my son. You playing with my wife. You playing, you know, my brothers, my sisters, that kind of stuff. If I'm talking about pulling up on you, like, you really have, like, played with me until I feel like I don't have another choice. But most of the time, man, I can ignore people. Like crazy. I don't even block you. I just ignore you.
Yeah. Right. That's how it should be, honestly. It's like, I ain't going to pull up on you, but I'm going to just ignore you, man. Just let you be you. You know what I
mean?
I mean,
you have to do it to some people. It's like, it's just like one of them things. It's like, I don't want to do it, but if you're going to be this ignorant, I just might have to, because you just getting on my nerves. Like,
yeah.
Like, get it together.
Yeah. A year ago, I ain't want to. Like, but ever since, like last summer, it's become a thing that I'm just, I don't even leave it up to me anymore, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to a point where if God not even leading me to talk to you, I just don't even talk to you. It's really that simple. You know what I'm saying? I've made enough mistakes to be like, you know what, God, I'm not even going to make the decision anymore. I made a decision to follow you.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm at in this season, dog. I'm following you. I'm listening for your direction. If it ain't that, if he tells me, if I don't hear nothing, then I just don't move. It's really that simple, man. So when it comes to dealing with people, especially in this day, this season, you know, we in a lot of political turmoil, a lot of the stuff dealing with, you know, with the COVID. And, I mean, my state just went right back to mask mandate because of the political climate. You feel me? So people are dying at alarming rates. You feel me? Because of politics. People are dying at alarming rates because they're deciding to put political stance above lives. You feel what I'm saying? So when you get to that point,
right,
and that seemed to beget people being very bold what they say, especially online. You know what I'm saying? Because of the climate that we're in. And so I got to the point, man, where I was just like, bro, because the old Jason, yeah, bro, you catch his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I will pull down on you. Like, you can't say too much to old Jason without getting punched in the mouth. I'm sorry. My favorite quote is from Mike Tyson. Say everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's my absolute favorite quote. And it's true. Everybody got a plan. Like, hey, I'm gonna mess with Jason. I'm gonna call Jason Mama Fat. I'm gonna say this about his son, and then bam, and it's like, you know what? I probably should go to Bible study. Like, it's not gonna happen the way you think it's gonna happen if there is a chance, like I said, that you will get punched in the mouth. Now, and this is the thing. In this day and age, I don't necessarily mean it literally, but I mean it literally. If that makes sense.
Right.
Does it make sense? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to be real with you. So sometimes.
But good point. You know, it's just like, hey, you know, there's certain boundaries that you're just not supposed to cross, and if you cross those, you're liable to get punched in the mouth. Like, the gloves are coming off, and you're getting hit. That's what it is. You know, right? One way or another. You know, like, hey, you're either gonna get cut off, or you're gonna get hit.
Right. Like, emotionally, spiritually, or something, you are gonna get punched in the mouth. Now, I don't want it to be physical, but it's not on the table. That's all I'm saying. I'm a negotiating man. So if that's what you want or that's what you require, then hey, if that's where we got to go, then that's where we got to go. But you have to, man, for real, like, especially now, man, especially for artists, the platform that you have, man, you can't let anybody just come on your show and talk to you any kind of way. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're carrying out the plan that God set for you. Now, what if somebody come on here and be like, man, everything you said up until right now is wrong? You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to set the record straight about this and that. And you think they're just going to stay on your show? Nah, cuz. You see what I'm saying?
I have some opinions about those kind of people, and I don't know if I should say it out loud, so I might just keep it to myself.
Tell me. Don't worry about it. Because I do, man, bro. I tell you, man, we had a situation one time, man, with his name, Jay Dunn. It was a couple other people that kind of hopped in. But his name posted a picture of one of our video shoots. You know what I'm saying? We was outside. We were speaking to some people, you know what I'm saying? And then we also shot a video that same day. We was over in Keon Hood, right? And so he posted – the T-shirt was – it was a picture of Jesus, right? Or, you know, what whatever. You know, Jesus understood. Let's just say like that.
Okay.
And I want to say he had on shades, and it said, I'll be back, right? A little play on the Terminator thing. You know, Jesus coming back, I think, right? Anyway, so one of them, what they call them, like Hebrew Israelites, them cats, they like hopped under the picture, right, and started saying whatever they were saying. My thing was, man, you picked the right group for that. And I don't know if you know what that saying means. If you say, yeah, you picked the right one, you emphatically have picked the wrong one. So we, I mean, it was because they got, like, they started, like, tagging other people in them. For some reason, all of their last name is Israel. But we're not going to get into that. And they was pulling all these other people in, trying to pull up word. And I guarantee you, dog, the two people I know who know the word like that is Jeremy and Keon. His name is Jay Dunn. That is two people you do not want to play with word with. And see, me, like I said, I'm still at that point where I'm like, yo, let me punch one of these cats in the mouth. Like, it'll be over with. I don't even want to talk word no more. Because my thing is, you're not talking word. What you're trying to do is manipulate me. So I don't want to talk word with you. I want to talk about your mama. That's what I want to do. Like, I want to talk about them busted shoes you got on, how you look like you ain't even seen a dentist in a while, and that maybe your first or second cousin is Eddie Murphy twice removed. Like, I want to talk about you, dog. Like, there's no reason, because you came here to hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, we don't even need to discuss word at that point. We don't need to discuss word at that point. Like, you're not trying to be heard. And sometimes, bro, you have to dust your feet and flee. Now, before I flee, I'm going to get you with a jab, and then I might turn. But nah, all jokes aside. Like, it gets to a point, man, where, bro, you really have to you have to put up boundaries, man, around your emotions, around your physical self. You know, not just social distancing physically. Sometimes you spiritually have to social distance. You can't let them just.
Yeah.
Close. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
That's why I'm at, bro. I'm sorry. I was rambling, but that's why I'm at.
Nah, I'll tell you hands down, like, it's A-okay to just go in on a little vent and ramble every now and then. You know, but I mean, as far as like giving people a jab here and there, you know, you've got a good strategy going. You know, there's different ways to hit somebody. You know, it could be nonverbal, it could be emotional, it could be, you know, psychological. You could just plain cut them off. You know,
yeah.
See, most people don't think about that. They just go straightforward, you know, a fist fight or, you know,
yeah.
Getting everybody under the family tree to jump one person. And you're like, really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, especially around here. Like, that is
really
right. So.
Yeah. You know. But, I mean,
no
at the same time, but at the same time, it just makes you think, like, you really going to get, you know, eight other people to handle this for you just because somebody said your Nike sign was backwards? Really? Come on now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you shouldn't be wearing those shoes. First of all. So, you know, bro, I watch WWF, WCW, all that. You know, I grew up watching wrestling, right? And
right.
The most thing I hated is when the NWO came out and, like, jumped somebody. I hated it. Absolutely hated it. Like, it was like, man, what part of the game is this? Like, what makes this cool for, you know, 8-10 guys to come out and jump on Goldberg? Like, what part of the game is this? You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, that's never my intention. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when that situation happened with Keon, it wasn't my intention to verbally jump somebody, you know what I'm saying, at the point. But, nah, you just ain't finna run up on one of mine thinking it's going to be all sweet that you jump one of mine either. You know what I'm saying? And then when your intentions are made clear, then I will respond accordingly. That's all it is.
Pretty much.
So, and that's where I'm at. Like I said, man, in this season, dog, I can't allow anybody that's out of character to get me to respond in kind. You feel me? Because it'll be all kinds of stuff with You know, we'll have cats cussing and, you know, calling us all kinds of stuff, talking about our wives and our children and things like that. And just because they're doing that doesn't mean that I have to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
Right. So they'll basically try anything to throw your game off.
Correct.
They will.
Correct. But, man, I'm telling you, man, bro, I'm the MJ of this. Of being Jason, I'm the Jordan of this. You feel me? Like, nobody could come in my court, on my field, you know what I'm saying, and try to, you know, every, like, to me, when it comes to those situations, bro, every day is game seven. You know what I'm saying? So I got to step out like, nah, dog, it's either win or bust. It's either win or bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, every single time, you know? I always look for the opportunity to be like, all right, God, what you need me to do? What you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I've tried it many times to work off my philosophy and how I was taught and grew up and stuff like that, and I failed every single time. So I'm cool with just being like, all right, God, what you need me to do? If I don't hear nothing, I'm like, all right, I ain't moving. Or if he say, nah, don't do this, go left, all right, I'm going to go left. I'm not going to question it. So when you have these people
yeah.
that still come and still try these internet trolls, these real-life trolls, these and I'm talking about the people in the church, too. I used
Ooh.
To get, bro, they used to about me because, like, bro, I wear a hat. You know what I'm saying? I'm bald-headed. I'm balded. I'm 34 years old, and I'm bald. And so I put a hat on, and I be in church. I be in church. I be in the pulpit preaching, have a hat on. And they used to have these, you know, these older people that would talk about me and would question my Christianity, that would question my salvation because I have on a hat. You feel me? And so me still trying to respect my elders, you know what I'm saying, and then fight the part that I just want to punch people in the mouth. Like I said, man, you have to just kind of, you know, chill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know, and especially because I know that offends people. Sometimes, so like the first time, and I'll say this like this: the first time I preached in front of my mom, I didn't put on a hat because I know how she feel about it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to use some wisdom to be like, all right, man, it ain't even like some battles just not even worth fighting. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my mama. Like I don't care. Like I'm probably like 6-7 inches taller than my mama. I know I got a good 100-something pounds on her. I'm still scared of my mama. Like I fear my mom. Like that's not ever gonna happen. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
She could say something right now or whatever, and I'd be like, you know what, my mama, chill out. My bad. I apologize. It's not that I'm scared of her. I fear her. You know what I'm saying? Because I fear, and I think a lot of people get that confused. That's why they play with us like they play with us as far as Christians, because we say we fear God. Not that we're scared of him. We fear him. We fear losing him. I fear losing my mom. I fear losing her love, her respect. You know what I'm saying? Her guidance, her support. That's what I fear. That's my fear. You know what I'm saying? So I act accordingly. These other people, I fear y'all. I ain't even scared of y'all. Y'all just don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So when they try to get me out of character, I become more character. That's why I say I'm the MJ of this. You know what I'm saying? I've been tried and tested many times. I'm the Jordan of this. You know what I'm saying? I came out gold the other side, and I plan to stay that way, period. I don't care what anybody says or does. You know what I'm saying? You cannot pull Jason out of Jason. Not more than the year I had last year. I'm just keeping it funky with you. Like I had, like 2020 sucks for people. 2020 sucked for me. I excuse my language. I know this is a Christian show, but it sucked. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And so I got to a point, man, where I was
I was just gonna agree with you. Like, you know, it's true. 2020 was rough for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it made a lot of people react differently or, you know,
yeah,
get smart and be like, okay, you know, I'm going to do this since everything is closed at the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you know, there's always somebody out there that just, you know, everything looked bad for them. Just, all these people getting sick and that, okay, we know that. We clearly see people getting sick. Thanks for stating the obvious.
the real question is, are
you going to help us solve the problem or are you just going to nag
Correct.
About it?
Correct. And that's where I'm, yeah, and I'm with you on that. And that's the thing, man. It wasn't just people getting sick, man. People are dying. You know what I'm saying? Like we had, you
yeah.
know, we've had, you know, bird flu, people were getting sick, you know, even the swine flu, the Zika, I forgot what the name of the other stuff was, man, people were getting sick, Yeah, and if, you know, a handful of people are losing their lives, but people are dying at an alarming rate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's alarming. So the fact that people are they're doing that little magic stuff, like, I don't want to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? And this is like, all
right,
right. Just stay inside. Just stay inside. It's that simple. Me and Jay Dunn had a talk not too long ago, man, and I equated it basically to being to the old, from like the Old Testament, New Testament choice. You feel me? Like, it's not a matter of you being, like, when you get to heaven, you are either going to be judged. When you die, you leave this earth, you're either going to be judged by the Old Testament or the New Testament. There's no way around it. It's not like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm this or that. No, you're either going to be judged by every single little thing you've done, or you're going to get the little, you know, the VIP pass that's called Jesus. It's your choice. You feel me? So it's not, it shouldn't be, when it comes to, and this is my, you know, this is not the views of the radio show, this is J Knight views. It shouldn't be, either I get to, you know, do this or do that. Bro, in this time that people are just dying, you can't just go out and do whatever you want to do. Bro, I'm sorry. It broke my heart, bro, to see Lollapalooza a couple days ago. It broke my heart, dog. People were crowded, like crowded, on top of each other, passing out on top of it being so hot. And then you're talking about a pandemic that's going on, man. Now, because we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, nah, man, I don't think, you know, they should be saying exactly or particularly what we should or should not be doing. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, we got freedoms and stuff like that. I get all of that. But, man, as far as, like, a courtesy, you feel me? Like, dog, come on. The way people are dying, like, you just willing to go out there and just risk your life and other people's life like that? Come on, man. Like I said, man, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. I ain't going to turn into one of them nagglers. Like nagging, I don't think that sounded right when I said it. I apologize. But I don't want to turn into one of those people that are nagging. I don't want to turn into one of those people that are nagging. Excuse me. And so, but the thing is, man, I lost my godmother. You know what I'm saying? I lost my aunt. You know? To this virus. I just saw my homeboy lost a classmate, 35 years old. Somebody.
Oh,
that,
man, it's hard to hear that.
Right. Another person I know is a nurse. You know what I'm saying? The guy was 40. The dude brought in his 40th birthday in a coma. Dude was in a coma for 5 days. Lost his life because of this virus. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, man, it ain't a game, man. Just chill. That's all I'm saying, man. If you don't want to die, man, either take the measures or stay inside. It's really that simple. You know what I'm saying? But because you... And see, it's almost like some people's children. So my son don't do that, so I'm not even gonna speak that on my job. Like, you tell them not to do something, and that's the very thing they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, bro. I'm just gonna pray and keep me and my household safe.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we can do is just watch and pray.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all we can do, isn't it?
That's really all we can do is watch and pray and just the main thing is to.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. But the main thing is to, you know, stay aware. You know,
correct.
Not just watch and pray, but, you know, watch, pray, you know, but most of all, stay aware, stay woke. You know.
Yeah.
Stay. You know, stay safe. You know, do what you can to, you know, to just stay healthy. You know, and
careful,
most people
might start preaching already.
Huh?
They might start preaching already.
Well, I mean, at this point, you know, I'm not gonna fight it if it happens. So.
Right. Yeah, we know it's coming. Right? It's all good. We know it's coming.
Yeah, but, you know, Jesse will tell you, every single time I explain something, it builds into me preaching. I'm just like, I'm going to try not to preach. And he's just like, nope, this is why you're here. I need you to preach. Go ahead. Just keep going. You're fine.
Nah, man. I've heard you before, man. It's all good.
Oh, my goodness.
But But this whole political view,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, it's basically a hot mess with a wig on, because people are just now they want to pay attention to the government and see what the government has to say, and now they want to follow what's coming from Washington and stuff. And it's like, if you didn't follow it before, why are you trying to follow it now, knowing that you're still not going to make any sense to yourself? But yet you're sitting here screaming in a circle that the world has, you know, the world has COVID-19. We know the world has COVID-19. We don't need you to put it on a neon sign in big, bright letters to let us know that there's a pandemic going on. Ding dong, hello. We know that there's a pandemic going on because we can clearly see what is happening. We clearly see that people are going left and right. They're getting sick left and right. What makes it any different from any other disease that's been in America?
Right.
Because if you think about it, bird flu, we survived it.
Uh-huh.
Influenza,
uh-huh.
We survived it. Chickenpox, survived it. Swine flu, survived it. What stops a pandemic from us surviving? People. People stop survival because they want to nag instead of progress forward.
Right.
Come on, somebody. You have to let go of what's currently happening so you can figure out how to fix it, then brainstorm to get a clean slate going. Come on.
Well, and the thing about that is, as a people, like you said, that is the answer. You know what I'm saying? It is us coming together as far as the knowledge part is concerned. Like you were saying,
right?
But we have to agree. You know what I'm saying? The Bible say how two can be together. Let's say agree. Like we have to agree first. And at this point, most of us aren't even agreeing. You know that the sky is blue. You feel me? Like we're not agreeing that. You know what I'm saying? Like what reality is, and that's the bad part. That where we at. You know what I'm saying? Because
it,
you on one end
it is.
You have people saying people are dying. Right. And on the other hand, they were like, nah, that's just how it goes every year. When in fact, that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Like we can do all of that all day, that we know something's different. You feel me? Like it, at the very least, we can agree that regardless of what we feel is different, you know, regardless of what we say, like you said, man, what makes this different from the bird flu or whatever. Regardless, we agree that something's different, right?
Right.
Right.
And even if we don't agree to it, at least listen. Because that's where we also pretty much box ourselves in, is the fact that we don't want to listen.
You don't want to listen, right? Yeah, I agree with that.
How are you gonna solve a problem or answer a question if you don't listen to get information?
Right. Right.
You know, that's the main thing here is that knowledge always has and will be power. But if you don't want knowledge, then don't complain about the fact that you don't have any power, because it's your fault that you didn't want to seek the knowledge when the Bible clearly tells you seek and ye shall find. But if you don't want to find it, nobody's going to just drop it in your lap like, here you go, baby. Here's all the answers you're looking for. No.
That's true.
Nobody's just going to let you get all the answers and you not putting any work. No, this is an effort situation here. You have to put in some kind of work to see results.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Well, I'm going to put it like this. I serve a guy that if it requires me something that I need, that if it requires him to drop into my lap, that's what he'll do. You feel me?
Amen.
Like, I'm not disagreeing with you, you know what I'm saying? But I have that kind of faith that if it's that crucial and it needs to be dropped in my lap because I'm being that ignorant or being that stupid, then I trust that God will do that if that's what is required, right? But when you're talking about when you have this kind of choice, You feel me? Like in life or death, like he says, blessings and curse, life or death. When you have those kind of choices, and it seems to be obvious to one side and not obvious to the other, you know what I'm saying? Because they're valuing the choices, the fact that they have a choice, more than the choice. I'm going to say this for the people on this side. Right now, you have a lot of people who are valuing the fact that they have a choice instead of just making a choice. So mm-hmm. when they get to the point where they like, it's my choice. Yeah, I agree with you. We asking you to make this choice, right? Because God says, yeah, you got life and death. I'm urging you to choose life, right? And then people are like, that don't sound like a choice to me, so I'm going to choose death. That's what we're dealing with.
Talk about a different kind of interview.
I'm just saying,
right?
I'm just being real. Like I said, man, if I'm out of pocket, let me know, man.
Hey.
And we can start
talking
shit and stuff.
We took the first 40 minutes just talking. You were supposed to tell your interview, but we just went with the flow, bro.
No, it's all good. My bad, bro. My bad. I'm listening. I'm opening the flow for questions. I apologize.
That's fine, bro.
Hey, in all fairness, we had to get that out there.
Right, exactly.
Well,
like I tell James all the time, when you start preaching, bro, if you need to say it, just go ahead and say it.
Yeah. And like I said, man, that's why I apologize for rambling earlier, because I can ramble or I can get out of pocket when it comes to certain things, especially when it's something I'm, you know, passionate about. So I'm going to chill out. Like you said, it's been 40 something minutes. I'm going to chill out.
You're fine, bro. No problem. But on that note, we will go on our first music break. Here is my boy, Brody Da Vinci from Rapture Ready North.
Dang.
With his song, I and Me. Check it out, y'all.
Look, the way I operate is, if the Lord in it, I'm in it. Cause he sure as heck don't need me in it for him to be in it. Facts. 100. Yeah.
I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me. Yeah. I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me. Yo,
the Lord ain't in it, then I'm gone. Nah, I ain't saying that you're wrong, but the steps of the Lord ain't aligned with your soul. Then I guess that the shoe really fit all along. Yeah, I ain't gotta really talk much. See, the wise men follow that star Elon Musk. And the paper that you chase say ain't got we trust. But again, they don't really want that love. He in it, I'm in it, so God, I can't limit you. You walked on water and fill up my tennis shoes. I was that sinning dude, doing what sinners do. Go into combat with mortals, they finish you. But I go to war with my God and we win it. Taking no L's, yeah, we fight with precision. Yeah, they be eyeing me just from behind of me. That's the extent of they distance. Da Vinci.
I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me. Yeah, I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me.
You live with CBS Express, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 5:44 p.m. Keep it tuned in because we got my boy Jay Knight in the building. So you don't want to miss a minute of this. So keep it tuned in, keep it locked. This is CBS Express.
The boy just to get him out the pit. Dog, I'm a stretching Satan with the word. Give him my testimony, he flee. See, when you're tight with Christ and mess with God, I can tell the devil won't mess with me. Da Vinci.
I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is
inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me. Yeah, I can feel them eyeing me. Yeah, they looking, but I know they never trying me. Because it's not I, but it's the one who is inside of me. That's why if it's not pertaining, Christ is not exciting me. Yeah.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Brody Da Vinci, and you are currently tuned in to Continue and Don't Stop. Not only are we the home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around, but it's also home to exclusive interviews from dope artists and all around amazing people. You want to submit to Continue and Don't Stop? Send your song to my boy Jay Jareb at jeasproductions@outlook.com. Keep listening to Continue and Don't Stop live every Saturday at 12 p.m. and CDS Express every Monday at 5 p.m. Need more info? Go to www.facebook.com/continue-don't-stop for more details.
That's correct, y'all. You are listening to CDS Express, home of the most interesting topics, words of inspiration, and great music from the hottest artists around. My boy Jay Knight in the building.
Man,
what a start to the show.
Yeah, man. That's I appreciate you having me, man. I'm gonna keep it like that. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man. for those of you just joining us, by the way, y'all just missed an entire 45 minutes of an awesome conversation. Oh, man. But we're still here. We're still live, ladies and gentlemen. So, we got about an hour and 12 minutes left.
Of course.
Do you want to start with your testimony?
Man, whatever you want to ask me, man. Like I say, I'm back up and let you actually ask questions. I apologize.
No, I'm telling you, I was here, and yeah, to you and James. My boy James in the building as well. You and James were in the conversation, and I was like, yeah, I'll just finish. I'll be just here, just listening in.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's touchy, and I get it, man. Like, I get the climate of, you know, like you said, man, the political climate, the COVID and stuff like that, man. I get that it's touchy. And, but, man, as the church, as the body, man, we have to figure out what the answer is. We have to find out what the applicable answer is, and we can't just keep saying the answer is Jesus, okay? You know what I'm saying? Okay, what does that mean to the ones who don't know Jesus? You feel me? Like, we know the answer is Jesus because he's the answer for everything. That's the answer. Like, you know, if there's a test, and that is Jesus. It's probably C for Christ. So, Jesus, you know what I'm saying? That's the answer. But for those who don't know Jesus, man, how do we display to them what the answer is? You know what I'm saying? So, right. I think that's why the conversation took off the way it took off, man, because we have to be like, all right, look, this is where we stand on this, you know what I'm saying? You know, and let's move forward. Let's find a common ground to agree so that we can move forward. And I think that's
no,
the
I'm glad.
Me and James have.
Yeah, man, I'm glad that they I'm actually glad that the conversation went that way instead of, you know, my usual routine, because I don't always like to stay on to the routine. So for it to do something different today, I liked it, man.
Well, you don't want to be on routine, man. You got the right person on your side. That's what I'm just gonna.
Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely hit you up whenever I need to change my routine.
Yes, indeed, man.
Oh, man. So, back on track. Let's go back on track.
All right.
So where exactly, let's say, why or how did God change you? What is your testimony, sir?
Same thing, man. He gave me an answer. You feel me? As far as I can kind of recollect, like I've always dealt with depression, you know what I'm saying, in some capacity. I will never forget, like, it's a core memory, man. I remember I was in the 9th grade, and my mom started noticing that I would come home, and I would just go to sleep. I would get up, go to school, you know, go to football practice, come home, go to sleep. And, I was doing that, middle school, and I remember her asking me. I remember, like, it was yesterday. She was just like, why are you so fatigued? And I was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because to be honest with you, I remember when she first asked me that, I didn't know what that word meant. And I was like, I don't know what she just called me, but I'm offended. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never been fatigued. So when I remember being in a deal where, like I said, I was just down low all of the time. And the answer that I had was to go to sleep. Like, I'm ready to end this day. Let's start the next day. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it'll go different. And when it didn't go different, I just, okay, let me get home, go to sleep. You see what I'm saying? So Jesus, when I met Jesus in the at the very right before my 12th grade year, right before my senior year, he gave me an answer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I can turn I got some direction now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's an answer for depression. There's an answer for gluttony. You know, that was something else I was dealing with. There's an answer for lusting. That was something else I was dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's an answer for all of that. There's a way to escape. You know what I'm saying? So I remember when I decided, I was like, man, I'm going to give this Jesus cat a try. You know what I'm saying? I think I was at my lowest. Part of it was because of a girl, and we're not going to get into that because I ended up marrying her. But I was at my lowest. You know what I'm saying? And I remember sitting in church, and I don't even remember. I was in Glory Land Baptist Church in Baton Rouge. Pastor Eichelhart is his name. He was preaching. I don't remember what he was preaching about, but I remember feeling like he was talking directly to me.
Right.
Like, I remember that feeling. I remember being like, man, ain't nobody else in this church. And I started crying like a baby. So I didn't make it to the altar call portion or the call to salvation portion. I remember I just walked out of church and I went and sat in the car with my mom. Well, I went and sat in the car. It was my mom's car is what I meant to say. I didn't have a car at the time. I was broke. I had the keys because I drove, and I went and sat in the car, my mom's car, and I was in the front seat and I was just crying. I was like, what does this mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does all of this mean? You know what I'm saying? Because up to that point, I kind of was just riding on my mama coattails because, you know, my mama was singing in church and my mama did some preaching. My mama got rebaptized, all that good stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be her plus one on this, whatever this Jesus stuff is. You feel me? And so being able to know Jesus for myself gave me an answer to all of those things I was struggling with. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm. Amen. I like that you have that as a testimony. Jesus was the answer, or Jesus is the answer.
Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. And that can speak to a lot of people. Like, if they're listening right now, that will speak to a lot of people that don't know him.
Yeah.
Jesus is the answer, plain and simple like that.
Yeah. To get to know him for yourself is the deeper part. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the simple answer to be like, hey, Jesus is the answer, right? To get to know him for yourself so that he can direct you, that's the deeper part. You know what I'm saying? So, I really don't like to leave people hung out there being like, oh, Jesus the answer. Because you've been seeing that. I mean, I don't know if you've been seeing it, but ever since I've been back on social media, I've been seeing that a lot. It was like, oh, man, we don't have a political problem or a COVID problem. We got a sin problem. And the answer is Jesus. I was like, okay, well, what does that mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's because what you're doing is at the beginning of that, you're telling people, hey, you're wrong. Right? You're not only are you wrong, you're wrong about what's wrong with you. And then the answer is something you know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When did Jesus run into somebody with a problem and the only thing he did was go, the answer is me, and walk off. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. None.
So he displayed that he was the answer to their problem. You know what I'm saying? He said those words.
Right.
He made the blind people see. He displayed, hey, this is how I'm the answer for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the answer could vary, will vary, not can, it will vary from person to person. That's why it's important to have the relationship part so that you can get the answer. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a relationship, so everything I was dealing with, I bless my mama's heart, you know what I'm saying? She couldn't be the answer for me. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know she tried. I know she absolutely tried because she's my mom. She's amazing. She's wonderful. And she couldn't be the answer for me. You know what I'm saying? For me or neither, none of my brothers, she could not be the answer. As much as she tried, she couldn't do it. So the fact that the best answer she gave me was just playing that she knew somebody was the answer. Because I guarantee you, if my mama wasn't saved, it would have been a long time before that day. I wouldn't have got saved at 17. It would have been probably around this time. You know, when I'm thinking about my mortality and stuff, I'd be like, you know what? If I'm going to meet you, let me get to know you, because I don't want no problems when I get up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might have would have been around.
Right.
I really thank God that she put, you know, everybody, oh, I had a praying mother. Nah, man, I had a praying, displaying, a disciplined, you know, an active mother, you know what I'm saying, who portrayed that, okay, no matter what's going on, I'm going to find the answer in Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So.
Yeah. That's actually the most important thing. But I just want to rewind just a little bit.
Go back.
With the part that you mentioned about Jesus just walking up to somebody and just saying that he's the answer and walks off. Like, I don't know why. I tried to picture that in my head. Like,
that's true. That it never happens. What, I mean, that's
like what would that look like if Jesus just walked up to somebody and was like, oh, I see you down in the barrel there. Well, you know, if it makes you feel better, I'm the answer. Bye. Like, I'm like mentally trying to picture that in my head, and I'm like, what? And that would be a weird moment in time. But here's the thing, though. Like, that not only would have you scratching your head, but that would have your question marks thinking, like, am I even a question anymore? I don't even know. Like, you know what? I'm just going to go that way, and I'm going to figure out what to do with the rest of me before I try to complicate anybody else.
So think about the application of our biblical principles, of our Christ-like mission. You feel me? Like, and I'm going to keep it funky with you, man, because I feel like I can. The people who go out to a certain event, let's just say that, and they hold the signs that be like, Jesus is the answer, and that's it.
Right.
Or repent now, or you going to hell, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So just imagine, so think about, you see how confused you were trying to picture, and you know Jesus, trying to picture it and trying to, you know, like, man, what if he really just walked up to the lame man, you know what I'm saying, or you know, the man that had the legions, you know, that was dealing with all those demons and be like, you know what,
oh my God,
and walk off. Do you feel me? Well, a lot of us are leaving them. All you got to do is repent.
The Bible would be?
Not short it would have been?
Well, let's just put it this way. It probably wouldn't be a Bible anymore. It'd be a walkthrough guide with like 6 pages in it.
And think of how many people would have been like really saved. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
if
man.
If we had no way to really know who Jesus was for real, to actually give somebody the answer, Think how long Jesus would have had to been on this earth if that was the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he wasn't. I thank God that he gave us the perfect example. Not just an example. He gave us a perfect example. You know what I'm saying? So now that we can accurately depict, if we so desire, what that Jesus is the answer then. You know what I'm saying? Like there was a campaign
right
back in the 90s, something like that. That was what would Jesus do, right?
Yeah.
And WWJD. And the thing is, if he would have just did that thing, if he would have just been like, I'm the answer, and walk off, man, we wouldn't know.
We wouldn't. We'd all be in trouble.
Right. We would all be in trouble on our way to hell. Because we would not have had an answer. So
right.
I thank God that we have an answer, man. We had a clear, like I said, a clear and perfect example of what it is that God would like us to be. And I thank God that when he sees us, he sees him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking any chances. Somebody got it right the first time. You telling me that I can get in on his pass? Cool, I'm rocking with him. That's the answer.
That's it. But along with Jesus being the perfect, giving us the perfect example, rather,
mm-hmm.
if we look at it closely, he also gave us tools and tips that we can use.
Correct.
Because
Correct.
When he
Correct.
Was on the cross, most people just thought, oh, this is the end. That's it. They're going to crucify Jesus. It's all over. You just might as well go and play the ending credits right now. You know?
Right.
But instead, it was like, yes, I'm being crucified. Yes, I'm tied to this cross. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, this is not where it ends. If I can tell
That's
you
real.
Anything and teach you anything from being on this cross, is that there's always hope. There's always that light
yeah.
at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
There's always a brighter tomorrow. There's always another day. There's
yeah.
always another chance to fight.
Yeah.
There's another chance to come back. So just because you may be down
mm-hmm.
now, and I think this is speaking to somebody that's listening, if you're
mm-hmm.
down right now, you're not going to be down for long because the power that's in
yeah.
you just needs to be restored, and somebody has to go to the breaker box and click the switch on so you can get back up and keep on going, because that's what you were created for.
Mm-hmm.
You were created to be a fighter. You're created to be a
yeah.
warrior. You're not created
yeah.
to have a what was me party of one. You're not created
no,
to sit here and cry in a puddle of your own tears about everything
oh,
wrong
wow.
with society and the world is spinning backwards because I'm down and out. Just because you're down and out doesn't mean anything. It just means this plan is down and out. This
yeah.
strategy you've got going right now is down and out. What
Amen.
You need to do
your...
is erase your drawing board and rethink another plan because you've got to write the vision and make it plain. Once you make it plain, now it's cemented in your mind, so now you can identify what your next step of action is, and you'll know how to go about it.
Mm. That's real.
Mm.
Mm. That's real. And I subscribe to that.
You see
idea
why?
Tremendously. Yeah. Yeah.
You see why I bring him on?
Yeah. I mean, one of my nicknames is the running back, Raptor Ready running back, and I equate that because I love football. I'm a Saints fan, and I love to use the metaphor of football for this walk. You feel me? So,
yeah,
like what you just said, piggyback what you just said, James, if that play wasn't working, then maybe you should run another play. You know, it's really that simple. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing.
Right.
We have to make sure the right person is calling the play, and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure the right person
Amen.
Is in our headset, you know, telling us what play to run. We have to make sure
Good.
That we have the right person in the huddle that's giving us the right direction. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because we're always going to be going somewhere if we're trying to move. And every single time when we try to move, there is going to be opposition. That is what they are here for.
Mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Whether we like it or not, opposition is always going to present itself.
But the best thing about it, you know what I'm saying? We know that we're going to win the game. The reason why we know we're going to win the game, because we dealt with somebody that already played it and won it perfectly. So how about let's just do what he did. Don't try to come up with different plays and throwing the ball all willy-nilly. Nah, just go, look, this guy's been here before. How about we just listen to what he says, and then we're going to be all right. We saw him do it. Like, that's what our faith is. Like, you know what I'm saying? We believe that he did it. He was the perfect example, and we base our life and our afterlife on that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to, I'm going to follow this cat because he did it. I'm not trying to figure it out. I don't want to know, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go in and do this because I saw they fail, whatever. Nah, man, what I want to do, I want to make sure I get to the place where God told me he wants me to be. And the best way to do it is follow the person and give and put my trust and faith into the one who already been there.
Exactly. And just to kind of, I guess, to jump on the end of what you just said, Jason, that we've also got to let the past go at some point. Like, truly and honestly, let's just put it on the table. You at some point have to let the past go. The past is the past for a reason, because it already happened. It's behind you. It's past tense.
Mm-hmm.
It used to happen. It's not going to continue to happen. But if you hold on to it, it's going to continuously have power over you, and you're going to wonder why you can't continue. You're going to wonder why you're stuck in the same place 3 years later, because you didn't let the pain go. You didn't let the hurt go. So because you're holding on to the hurt, you've paused progression. You're holding on to the pain, you've paused process. You've paused the plan.
Right.
If you let it go and go forward, you can continue. And you don't have to stop because of what happened before. You don't have to stop because what happened 3 days ago. If it happened three days ago, let it happen. Let the dead bury the dead. That's why it's a dead situation. It's a dead end. It's an X for a reason. You're not supposed to go back to it. You're supposed to find a circle and move forward. Hello, somebody.
Not only that. But also, not just the past. It's, we also got to stop worrying about the future.
Yeah.
True.
We've got to stop worrying, ladies and gentlemen, about the future, because God has already been there. God is what we call omnipresent, and he knows everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He knows exactly what he's doing. We got to stop worrying about the future. We got to stop worrying about our past. Live in today. It is a gift, and that's why we call it the present, because it is a gift. We got to stop worrying about what's going to happen. We got to stop worrying about what's going to happen, because God's got it. As simple as that. God has it in his plan. So the past is in the past. The future is bright. Just live in today, live in the present.
That's it. That's a good point. I don't know who this is for. Not only do you need to stop worrying about your losses, you need to stop worrying about your old victories too. You feel me? You're not like the winning that you used to do is not going to be compared to the winning that you're about to win. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know,
let's see,
like, my mom kind of poking fun at me right now. She's a Cowboy fan. They really need to let those old Super Bowls go. Like, that's over with. Like, that's done. That is over and done. And it's affecting the way that they enjoy the game moving forward. You feel me? Like, that's not going to mean anything if they happen to make it back to the Super Bowl again it's not going to mean it. Those old ones are not going to mean anything. You can't walk into the new Super Bowl with your old rings and being like, hey, this is what I used to be. Nah, man, that's not even going to compare to where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
victory is not even going to look the same. I don't know who that's for. You so
confused
because you're looking back about how you were winning when you're winning that you're about to win, or the winning that you're doing right now is way better than what you used to win like. And so you can't even recognize
right.
it because you're comparing it to that. Nah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jason. And another thing to kind of like piggyback off of that is that we can't bring old medals to a new trophy case.
That's it.
It's not going to work that way. And if you're trying to bring old medals to a new game, you're going to be behind a lot. Because things are always changing. Things are constantly switching up. So you have to be adaptable to almost any environment, almost any scenario or situation that pops up. You can't use, you know, a playbook from 86 for a 98 game. Like, that's just not going to work.
Right.
You know, you can't bring a 2-star roster to a 4-star game and expect them to win. Like, come on now, really?
For real. It's a different game. That is a different game.
It's a different game. It's a new level. There's new players on the field. There's new challenges. There's bigger adversities. There's, you know, it's a different level. It's a different climb. So the best way to start that climb is let that past go. Let the shoulda, woulda, couldas stay where they at. You know,
that's real, man.
Right.
That's real.
Because see the way most of us think, we think about the past. We then overcomplicate what happened in the past, and we push it to a point that it doesn't even need to be at. And it's now messing with our present, and now we're trying to keep the present together by trying to reorganize and shuffle around the past to see if we can merge the past with the present and then bring it to the future. Come on. Does that make any sense at all? No, it does not. That does not make any sense at all whatsoever. There is no way you're going to tell me that I need to reshuffle my past to organize the present correctly so the future makes sense. The future is not supposed to make sense. When will it make sense? When I get to it, because it's the future. I'm not there yet, but that's where I'm hoping that I'm going. That's where my mindset's already facing. And if my faith is where I believe that it is, my faith is already there with a welcome party waiting for me to arrive, but I have to get through this puzzle before I can manage that puzzle.
Mhm. Get through today before you worry about tomorrow. That's true.
Before we continue on,
y'all, I gotta get my sponsors out before they attack me.
please.
But you are listening to Continuing Don't Stop Express. We are sponsored by my homie, Andy Hurston. If you have bad credit, if you have no credit, if you need help on your credit, my boy Andres Hurston or Andy Hurston can help you out with Credit Solution, your solution for your credit. Call 787-672-0453 or text him at that same number, 787-672-0453, and he'll help you fix your credit. If you have bad credit, if you have no credit,
if you want to have or if you're trying to gain credit. My boy Andy Hurston can help you out with credit solutions. 787-672-0453. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. This is Continuing Don't Stop Express. Live with my boy Jay Knight in the building, all the way from Rapture Ready Production. I'm 99.9% sure that all of Rapture Ready is listening to this. So shout out to everybody from Rapture Ready Production.
Battle game.
Everybody from Jay Dunn all the way to Poetic Goddess, to his name, to Sheikah, to just everybody.
Yeah.
Shout out to all y'all, man.
My family, my friends, Northside too, BRM, man, Jeff Lowe,
Northside too,
amen. Man, you know Brody, that's Northside.
Yes, sir.
Man, I want a special shout out, man, to my brother Frank the Tank. You smell me, man. He just, I ain't gonna say his age, but you know he just had a birthday, and we just celebrated his birthday with him, and man, that's he's younger than me, man, but I'm gonna say that's the OG, because man, this dude is wise beyond his years, man. Dude, his heart is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, his heart is amazing. And to be honest with you, what we were talking about earlier, that whole, you feel me, like, you know, either spiritually or physically, you know, you can get punched in the mouth. Man, I get that from rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, nah, man. Look, everything is simple. Like, you know, everybody got a plan. The devil got a plan until you punch him in the mouth. How are you going to do that?
Right.
You feel me? And so that's why I love that quote so much, man. And I love Frank so much, because he personified that. Like, man, I don't care what the devil got going on. I'm going to punch him in the mouth for real, and he's going to have to let up. He's going to have to let up one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's why I wanted to give a special shout-out to him, man. But, man, you know, we got, I definitely want to shout-out my son who was in there sleep. I need to shake him back because he's about to start school. So his whole sleep pattern is off right now. But my wife, you know what I'm saying? We had a crazy 2020. Like, most of that, when I was talking about earlier, I was like, man, my 2020 was crazy. Most of that had to deal with how crazy she is. So that's what I was dealing with, you know, as far as both of us is concerned. And I'm glad that God is putting us back into a place, a restoration, you know what I'm saying? Regardless what the future holds, I trust God. You smell me? And so that's been very evident through that situation, whether I'm a trust God or not, you know what I'm saying? Because it got dark. So I thank God that you know I made it here. You feel me?
Amen. Well, shout out to everyone out there listening, and all the former birthdays. I don't usually do birthdays, but I should start doing birthdays.
that'd be cool. That'd be cool. You know, a lot of people tune in to shows like that just to hear it's my birthday. You know, they feel special, that kind of stuff. So
I should do that. I was thinking about doing that, but I didn't want to copy my boy KS, but it is a good idea.
They'll get over it.
Man. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue on. We're going to have, speaking of the North, my boy BRM from Rapture Ready North. Featuring Kickman, Jay, and DB with Fourth Down. Check it out, y'all. I love this song. This song is one of my favorites. Right here on CDS Express.
Feeling like it's fourth down. You gon' run another play or just punt it out. Get the car, little work, go ahead and try it. Throw it long with the prayers, everybody quiet. Yo, I can see you down and out, so you're feeling sorry for yourself. Go get out the car. Something didn't work, then go run another route. Same play that you're doing, got you ready to stop. Baby, think about throwing it to God. Let him be the guy.
get through it all alone. Brady need a Belichick. Gone across on the beat, man. I need the whole team. Running back, need the old line. Or we dead meat, no yards. When we come together, then it's Mozart. Hit the keys, if you don't, that ain't really smart, no. Yeah, feeling like it's fourth down. You gon' run another play or just punt it out. Got the call, need a work, go ahead and try it. Throwing on with the friends, everybody quiet.
Me, I lost a battle, but I'm about to win the war. Let you stop me once, try to do it in four. Coach said I got the green light, go ahead. I'm a bull with the ball, all I see is red. The running game ain't the same, we so used to the pain. Try to hit it hard, but we come back harder. I know this insane, the plan is to drive it farther. Let at the same time, let you know we can't be bothered. Tell me what's the flame, throw it to a fire starter. We originated heat, what you got is borrow. Versatile, I can switch it up, Lamar Jackson. Drop back, let it fly, that's that play action.
You live with CDS Express, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it live, ladies and gentlemen. Because next up, we're going to be opening the phone line. 914-205-5471. If you got a question, if you got feedback for my boy Jay Knight, if you got feedback for myself, 914-205-5471, right after BRM and fourth down.
I just keep my head and watch God work it, then I say, it ain't about me blessed, I got the flame, he called the play. If all the winners lead the score, I'm able cause I pray. I'm grabbing my plate and trying to be one of the greats. Imminently I'm launching, by the soul like I'm Jordan, and nothing easy ain't stopping. Rock, I force it with game, my God knows the plan and I'm on it. Chasing my own dreams, yeah, no can stop this team. Hey,
yeah, feeling like it's fourth down. You gon' run another play or just punt it out. Got the call, it'll work, go ahead and try it. Throw it long with the friends, everybody quiet. Yeah, feeling like it's fourth down. You gon' run another play or just punt it out. Got the call, it'll work, go ahead and try it. Throw it long with the friends, everybody quiet.
That sounds straight fire, bro. BRM, Kingsman J and DB with fourth down right here on CDS Express. And like I said, we are now opening the phone line for any feedback or any questions you got for my boy Jay Knight. 914-205-5471. Press the number one key. But only press it if you want to be live with us on the air, if you will. You enjoying yourself, Jay?
Oh, yeah, man. This is dope. This is dope.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad. Well, I should say we glad. We should be. We're glad.
Yeah, man. I listen to the show, man. And not just when it's wrapped already. But I listened to the show, man. I was like, man, these are dope conversations, much needed conversations as well. So, man, I appreciate you doing this, man, and opening up, the way that you have, I know that God is going to move, on your behalf, because you're obedient with stuff like this. Like you said, you can be selfish with it. You know what I'm saying? You could be putting on all your friends and family and stuff like that. You don't have to, extend it the way that you have, and I thank God that you did, though.
Amen. Amen. And I appreciate you, man, for saying yes to the invite. The lot of you from Rapture Ready, y'all already like family, because y'all straight up. Yeah, man, generous.
Yeah, man.
Thanks again, man.
Of course.
So for the next 5 minutes, we'll be waiting to see if anybody wants to be on the air with my boy Jay Knight. 914-205-5471. press the number one key when you call in. And, of course, we'll put you on the air. And you can get your question for Jay Knight or myself if you have one. Here's my girl, Glory Shalom, and Hosanna While We Wait. Check it out, y'all. Glory Shalom and Hosanna on CDS Express. We are live with my boy Jay Knight and my boy James, of course. And it looks like we got a caller. 919 area code.
Oh, Lord. It's your boy, Danny. I'm calling in to ask you a question.
Hey, what's up, bro?
The question is for both of y'all, you and Jay Knight.
Okay.
The question is, which of the artists that y'all listened to growing up inspired y'all to get into the music game?
Okay, okay.
What artists did I listen to growing up? You said that inspired me to start making music myself?
Yeah.
probably, I'm going to be honest with you, and this is me being honest, the biggest influence growing up was probably Master P. You know what I'm saying? It was just because he was right here, you know, in my backyard. He was here. You know what I'm saying? He's from New Orleans, but he ended up moving to Baton Rouge, and that's where they based their operations out of for a long time. You know, throughout the '90s. So I got to see almost firsthand, you know, what these guys were doing, man. But as far as you know, keeping it definitely Christian. The person who influenced me to actually rap when it came to Christian music was the artist out here named Brother D. Man, this guy is you know, Jesus, God, game, whatever you want to call it, through and through. And, man, this guy made music. You know, he's still making music today. I don't even know how old he is. I know he's much older than me. But he brought me on, like, my first, like, when I first got saved, man, that's who my mom ran into. And he was like working on a roof or something like that, and he handed my mom a CD. You know what I'm saying? He was like, "Yeah, man, get this to somebody." And she was like, "You know, well, my son happens to, you know, rap, and you know, he just recently got saved, and you know." So Brother D was a huge influence as far as me making Christian music. But as I was growing up as a kid, yeah, to start to get into making music, it was definitely Master D. I don't think anybody had a bigger influence on me as far as like wanting to be an artist.
That's what's up right there. As for me, I would probably have to say my boy Redenido. I'm going to just put it out there. He's a Spanish Christian rapper. Well known. Him and Funky and maybe probably like Alex Zuldo, like a lot of well-known Christian artists in Spanish probably inspire me to do some rapping for the glory of God, you know. That would have to be, because I know those three, specifically those three artists, don't do it for nobody else but for God, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't do it fame or for the glory. And I've always backed them up with that, and I've always, you know, been inspired by that, that they do all their music for God's glory and nothing else. And so I would have to say probably those three, Redimido, Funky, and Alex.
Yeah, but I asked that question because the fact being, bro, I kind of knew what kind of artist you were going to say, but I just wanted to hear you say on the live broadcast.
Okay.
Okay. You know each other for so long. I had to ask that question, and since I didn't know Jay Knight, I wanted to see some of his influences.
Yeah,
nope.
I got you.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thank you for calling.
All right.
All right. We got another call. Continuing, no stop. You alive. 225, you alive.
Oh, Lord.
Hello?
That's my city.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Is it me? I'm so confused. I don't know if it's me.
Yeah, you're live. It's you.
Okay. Hi. I'm Brandy. I'm actually Jason's Brandy, the wife.
nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys as well. I've enjoyed this show. I don't think I've ever done this publicly. So I'm like super nervous, but what I wanted to do is like Jason know like how proud I am to be able to have seen firsthand his transformation. Like,
okay.
I've literally seen him throw away heat, like old school throwback, giving away his age, right? So he used to have this giant binder of CDs with the CD covers with them, like of all the music. And so as he was battling back and forth, you know, with his spirituality, wanting to be Christian but still loving the music and not having found the happy medium, like he would go through these phases where he just throw all his music away. And I would see him just so lost after he threw all of the music that, you know, had inspired him and that he that had been such a part of him for so long. And then when he did find, you know, Christian rap, it, like, provided a whole lane for him to become who he is. Like, and he's more than just a rapper. Like, even in his rap, he's, like, a activist, you know, a preacher. It, whatever is needed at the time, he does that through his music. And, like, I'm so proud to be to have been able to witness the transformation. Like, because it was really a struggle for him to find his lane, because he music is like so deep and intertwined in who he is, and for him to want that to be God deep and intertwined into who he is, and to find a way to do them both, like, it was so amazing to see. And like, I'm super proud of you, babe. Like, so proud to be around, to have witnessed it, the full progression. And I just wanted you to know that.
I appreciate that. For us.
And yes, I'm listening, so don't ask me no questions. All right.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. Y'all have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. You as well. Oh, goodness gracious. You got support there, bro.
Yeah. And that, like I said, that means a lot, because, like I said, man, I used to battle with depression. I'm gonna say that I used to battle with depression, and one of the things that the way I would describe it, you know, even to a therapist or whoever I talked to, is that I just felt alone. You know what I'm saying? So just to have somebody that's really just paying attention, you feel me? Not necessarily just paying attention, that just sees me. Let's just put that. That just sees me. And that means a lot, because, I mean, I forgot about those CDs I threw away. Like, that was one of the first things I did. Like, after I left the church, and, you know, I came home and I threw away them CDs. Like, I had a lot of them. Like I said, music has always been a part of who I was, who I am, and who I was. And, I mean, I threw away all of those CDs. I'm not talking about, like, burnt CDs. I'm talking about CDs that I went and purchased with my mom's money. Like, I bought CDs, and, you know what I'm saying, and I had a lot of them. I had a huge collection of them. And so, and I remember at that time, like, man, I'm all right, Jesus, I'm rocking with you. Like, if this is what we're going to do, we're going to do it, you know, we're going to do it full-fledged. Like, I'm not going to halfway do it. I'm not going to have a, as the old people say, I'm not going to have a toe dipped on the other side. Now I'm a rock with you for real. And so, to have someone who recognizes the change when, like I said, I battled through anxiety and depression and stuff like that from feeling alone, man, that just means a lot. So I really appreciate her doing that.
Yeah. That's amazing, man. And I also want to give you a round of applause, because you have been an awesome guest.
Oh, man.
You've been an awesome guest, and all of y'all from Rapture Ready have been awesome guests. And I wanted to try something new with that calling thing. I didn't do it for... I tried to do it with, I believe, Jeremy or his name, but, you know, nobody wanted to be on the air for that day. So I wanted to try it again today, and I'm glad that there were actually people that wanted to be on the air.
that was surprising. I'm not gonna lie, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, it was surprising for both you and me. But yeah, man. Thank you so much, man. You have been an awesome guest. Thank you for everyone who has been listening. Thank you, my boy James, who is always there when I need him. Thank you for helping me out with this interview. Jason, I'm going to need one more thing from you. Your social media, for people to know where to find your music and your ministry.
It's crazy because I actually just got back on social media. The best place to go is RaptureReadyProductions.com. That has everything. But if you want to, that has all the music, that has the merchandise, the articles, the blog, the podcast. That is the best place to go because it's a one-stop shop. If you want to connect directly with me, you will go to @JKnightRRP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm not on TikTok. I don't think I ever will get on TikTok. But yeah, the best place, man, to hit me up, man, is through those platforms. You can hit me up at JKnight@RaptureReadyProductions.com if you want to. That's the best place to get at me. But the music is everywhere. The music, you type in JKnight, no spaces, JAYKNIGHT. With no spaces on Spotify, Apple Music, Napster, if you still use that, YouTube. That's where you can find the music, the videos, like I said. So, there it is.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much, bro. Can't wait to do a part two someday.
Yeah, you let me know, man. I'm in there.
Yeah, man.
You gotta get on the music too, man. I need to do a whole song.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I need you to write it. I'm gonna write my part. I just need you to translate it and tell me how to say it. And then we gonna do that. Do a whole record and set.
I got you.
My dog.
All righty. Thank you, man. God bless.
No problem, man. God bless.
You have been listening to CDS Express. We have been live with my boy JKnight here today, Monday. We are live every Monday from 5 p.m. on. I'm not going to say to a specific hour, but we're usually live from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And, of course, we are live every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Those are both Eastern time, or time zone. So if you want to get back at us, or if you want to listen to another brand new episode, stay tuned. Next Monday will probably be live because I think I'm busy Saturday. So next Monday, we'll be back live with another brand new episode of Continue and Don't Stop Express. I want to thank again my boy JKnight. I want to thank again my boy James for helping me out. I want to thank my boy Danny, who has been listening and who called in with that awesome question. And all the listeners, I want to thank all of y'all for listening. May God bless your day, your night, and the rest of your week. This has been CDS Express.
You locked in the casino, don't stop. With my boy Jay Kettis. Turn that air up. Continue it. Got my speakers bumping the hottest Christians. Inspiration, the words of Jesus. Show you can't be God. Shout out to my boy Jay Kettis. Keep them records.